Friday 25th of December, Ches Tevis, Rabbi Berl Knopfler, Wills.
Actually, it was not my choice to speak about the subject. I was specifically asked to speak about it. I was told that originally he asked me to speak on Sunday, which is the beginning of Parshas Vayechi. So Vayechi seems to be an opportune time to speak about this subject. Since it became Parshas Vayigash, I don't think there's anything wrong with it being Parshas Vayigash either. We all know one of the key words in the Seder of Parshas Vayigash is Ha'oido Vichai. Yosef said Ha'oido Vichai, and that's really the skula that one must be talking about. I have said this shir in our own Beis HaMedrash a few years ago, and I had much more time than I have now to say it. And therefore, I will not be able to say everything. If you dafka want to listen to it, it's on the Kol HaLoshon, and you can find it, Ba'arichas. If you ask the right people, they'll tell you where to go. The Maisa is to condense everything that I said at that time in just half an hour is not going to be possible. So I've just tried to choose the highlights and just speak about a few Roshei Prokim. I don't think that with listening to a half an hour, one's going to know exactly what to do. But if, and that is what my aim is really, just to be Ma'orer the Olam and to understand the importance of what we're talking about. The subject of wills, or tzvos, whatever you want to call it, is something which is generally brushed under the carpet. There's a number of reasons why people would brush it under the carpet. One of them is Yazkir lo Yom HaMisa is something which people don't really want to think about, people don't want to talk about, and people do tend to think to themselves, and that is what should happen to everybody. I said at the time, I'd like to find a chazal that says that whoever writes a tzvor is got a brocha for Arichas Yomim, or it's a skula for Arichas Yomim. And I'm sure if there would be such a skula, or if any Rebbe would have said it, there would be queues and queues of people waiting to write their wills. I haven't seen or found in any chazal such a skula, and maybe we'll give our own brocha at this time. We'll call it the Sinai Rebbe. We'll give the brocha. Everyone should have a skula for Arichas Yomim if they taka to go and say taka do. Another reason why the people Ataka don't concern themselves enough with this Inyan is Poshet is because they don't know what to do. They think about it possibly. They don't know what to do. And you know the tev of a person is when he doesn't know what to do, then they procrastinate and nothing gets done. And Mamela, you know, in English they say somebody buries his head in the sand. That's what they do. And they don't get on with it. But the mice is, if I try to bring out the importance that taka, it should be done. The Mishmeret Sholem brings down in Erech Tzavor from Rav Shlomo Kluger. Rav Shlomo Kluger, Weistos, definitely was very encouraging on the idea of writing a Tzavor, and he said the right time to do it is when a person reaches 50 years of age, and he made a remez, b'shnas hayovel hazois, when a person reaches the shnas hayovel, is toshuvu ishir achuzosai. That's the time when you should start thinking about his achuzah, about his nachla, and that's the time when one ought to be doing it. Besides for that, the Chofetz Chaim, in a letter, and maybe this, the words of the Chofetz Chaim can taka serve as a brocha as well. Because the Chofetz Chaim writes, and I'll read you just a few words that are relevant. He was writing to a person who was an Ish Otter ben Chosim, a person who was a wealthy person, and he says, "V'al ken gam anochi ma'orer es kvoid hoidoi." I'm going to be and try to be ma'orer you. Shebruchoy Hashem b'hoim rav, a person who Ribon Hashem is blessed with a hoim rav. He says, "V'higia lezikna shemuchuyv lehispoinen." He's muchuyv to be mispoinen. V'lasos seida. He's mechuyev absolutely to make sure and make certain that whatever he wants to be done with his nechosim should be sorted out in his lifetime. And he says, gives taka brocha as well, and v'heim b'schusam yatziluhu b'eis yitcharech litin din v'cheshben k'mo yishom ha'akosuv. He says, as the pasuk says, "Ki es kol maser lekim yovi b'mishpat," and therefore he says, "Af hatana hillel oma imena nili mili v'haina shetzorich ho'odom ba'atzmai b'mei chayov lehischazek ulesaken akol." A person in his lifetime is mechuyev, says mechuyev, to be mesaken lo yuchan lismoich al bonov shehem yasavurei. He cannot rely on the fact that his children might and will maybe even listen to what he has said, b'chayav. He should be sure and make sure to be mesada everything in the best possible way. Lemaisa is, and I'm sure everybody sitting here knows that, the lack of doing anything has caused many mishpochas. And when we talk about many mishpochas, I'm talking about mishpochas chashuvas, Klal Yisrael, mishpochas chashuvas, to break up the machlokes, and this is only because they haven't made enough plans for their children, b'chayehem, and that's why these things have happened. And as the Chofetz Chaim himself is made, however much and however strongly children have been mechabed their parents, b'chayehem, there's no raya and no proof whatsoever. In fact, there's probably more proof statistically otherwise that it's not going to be the same. La'acha meir v'esim shono. And la'acha meir v'esim shono, one cannot rely that children will agree on everything. And if one doesn't take care of these things, then one is chas v'sholom being goyrim problems. I'm not today trying to talk about, although most definitely, and this is also spoken about in the Sforim, it's definitely right that if a person does write a tzvor, and one has seen tzvors from Gedolim, that one should be mitzvah, not dafka in inyone of momenus, not dafka in material things, but also in inyone ruchnis, things which one wants one's children to do, and the customs which one wants one's children to follow. Definitely that's also part of it, but that's not under discussion today. The other thing we're not talking about is rebbes who also haven't taken care of what should be going on after their acha meir v'esrim shono. I wouldn't mind to say a shir to them, but they won't listen in any case, so enough gemina. The first machlokes that actually existed in the world, which was between Cain and Hevel, it's mafurish in the Midrash that the machlokes between Cain and Hevel, at least one of the Midrashim say, machlokes between Cain and Hevel was Yerushas Olam. They couldn't agree upon what one should take and what the other should take, and you all know what that led to. It's a mafurish Rashi in Parshas Noach, not actually by Cain and Hevel, it's Rashi later by Chom, and the story with Chom and Shem V'Yefes. There, Rashi clearly brings down that Chom had the same ideas, that if Cain and Hevel were just two, couldn't agree upon the Yerusha of the world, then if there's more than two, it's avada the case. So we see that this machlokes about Yerushas is something which happened right mamish kimat from Tchilat Maaseh Bereishis. The Nekuda is, if one leaves Taka, one leaves over without writing clear instructions of what to do, one has taka left the children in a tumult which is very, very difficult to get round. Let me explain possibly what the problem is. The problem is, the etzem, the English law, conflicts with the Yiddish halacha of Nachas. In the English law, I'm not very well versed with the English law, but I do know that usually with the English law, the next of kin is the one who is Yerush, whether it's a wife to a husband or a husband to the wife. In both ways round, the halacha is they are considered the next of kin and they're Yerush. Then children, there's no nafkemina about children, whether it's male or female, nishka nafkemina, got the same halachas, whether it's a ben or a bas, got the same halachas. And we know that in Din Torah it's completely different. Those who are learning Dafayomi are tucked right in the middle of Yesh Nochem at the moment, and they know that the halacha in Din Torah is completely different. So if one leaves Taka without doing anything, then one already has a conflict. It's obvious that those who are not Zoicha in Dina Yerusha Midin Torah will want to do whatever the Arkoas will ask him to do. And those who are Zoicha will want to go with Din Torah. And that's the first port of Machlaikis. According to Din Torah, the halacha is that a ben, a son, is Yerush before Bas, as we know, but it's not only a ben, it's the Yotzei Reichai of the ben who come before Bas, come before daughter, and the Yotzei Reichai, which to people would seem pretty much odd, that the halacha is a daughter of a son would come before a daughter, because that is the halacha of Yerusha, ben, the Yotzei Reichai, comes before a Bas, and therefore the Yotzei Reichai, which might be a bas, would come before a daughter, a granddaughter, the daughter of a son would come before a daughter. And a bas comes next, the daughter comes next, then comes a father, then comes a brother. In Dina Yerusha of the Torah, a husband yashens a wife for the children, but a wife does not yashen a husband at all, and in fact, if one would go taka solely with the din and halach of the Torah, all the wife is left with, be'etzim, if nothing is done, is she's just left with the ksuba and the mezonos, but not more than that. And because of that, people are interested more in looking after the chelik that the wife should have after arichas yom v'shonim. Agav, I think maybe another skula is, if one does write a tzvor, in the nusach of a tzvor, you'll find the abbreviations of Aleph Acha Arichas Yomim Veshonim. I think the amount of times that it appears in a tzvor will also be enough to serve as a brocha for a person to have Arichas Yomim Veshonim as well. Another din that we all know says in the Torah, a bukhoyer takes pishinayim. A bukhoyer takes double, he takes a double portion out of however many children there are, however many yoshim there are, the Bukhar is entitled. There's also complicated halachas within that, but the Bukhar be'etzim takes pishinayim. And many are unhappy about that. And they don't want, when they're leaving over the Yerusha, that the Bukhar should be taka in a greater advantage over his Yerusha than the others. So the maisa is, because of all this, although the Torah definitely prescribes exactly, and one shouldn't cast a shalom question the Torah of giving over to the ben before the bas and giving pishinayim and all the seidah hayerusha of the Torah, but for one reason or another, people are unhappy about it. So the question is a simple one: if that is the case, why can't we just go to a solicitor and write a will? Go to the solicitor, ask the solicitor to write the will, sign and seal, this is what you've been a mitzvah, this is what you want. The answer is very simple. The answer is, a legal will is directly in conflict with the Torah. Mamish the opposite way around. The whole yesoid of the Dinei Torah is mamish misnagged to the halachas of a will. The way I understand a will works that the person who's mitzvah, the deceased, he's be'etzim in control, and he distributes his estate in the way he wants to, and this happens after his arichas yom v'shonim. This is what happens, and he prescribes exactly what he wants done, and there's an executor to the will, carries it out, v'chula, it's in the hands of the solicitor. The Torah says there's no control whatsoever for a person, the Acha Meir Esim Shorah. He has no control. Once he's not in this world, he cannot do anything at all towards his Nechosim. Anything that he wants to do has to be done. And when I say has to be done, I know this fellow's gone and he's written the will. But the Etzem, the will, the way it works in Goyishe law, is that after his Meir Esim, because this is what he was Mitzava, he controls exactly how his estate should be distributed. Masha Ein Ken, in the din of the Torah, there's no such thing. Once he is not in this world, he's not in control anymore, and therefore the halachos of Yerusha take over. However, even if we say that the will in itself is taka, simply invalid, according to halacha, the question is there any way around it? Is there a way where one can get round the problem of it? I think the first thing one ought to say is that this is a Gemara, Chazal, which is a halacha actually, which says, Loi tehever be avura be achsanta afilu mibro bisha lebro tova. This is Loshna Gemara in Baba Basra. The Gemara says that the etzem, a person, even in a way which he could possibly effect such a thing, should not go against what the Torah says, that the ben is Yerush, and even if he wants to be mavir his Yerusha, he wants to remove the Yerusha from a ben who he considers as one who's not going b'darkei Hashem, and because of that he doesn't want to give him Yerusha, and he wants to give it over to a broad tova, still the Gemara says one should not do such a thing. One should not do such a thing. Now, the Paskim, I'm talking about today's Tshuvas even, and last generation's Tshuvas, and even beforehand, the Tshuva, others, they discuss whether one shouldn't do anything at all. Because since the Gemara says one shouldn't be Mavir, the Yerusha, Mibro Bisha, Afila Mibro Bisha, Lebro Tova, so maybe one shouldn't do anything at all. The Paskim had found a heter for this. They found a heter, and they say that even though it's not something which everyone is maskin to, but the Paskim do say that if one leaves over a certain amount for which one is makayim all tumei yerusha, this certain amount, it's very difficult to quantify, and it's very difficult to go into detail. Each person is different. Some people, the olden times, would have left their svorim over that all tumei yerusha should take place with their svorim. Others, maybe today, would stay with their furniture. Some amounts of nechosim one should keep away and divorced from all these tricks that one is trying to do to go round the Torah's dinim of Yerusha, and one should keep the normal dinim of Yerusha there, meaning that it should only go to the ben, not to the bas, and if there's a bechor, bechor should take takapi shnayim on that. At least one is being mekayim with a chelik of one's nechosim, the dinei Yerusha of the Torah. I think that's the first thing that one ought to take into account. There are some poskim. Padva and Cheshev or Eifoid, he's got a few tshuvas which he bases himself on a tshuva of the Achiezer of the Prime Oizer. Not exactly as he brings it down, but the Maisa is, he is Melamed Zchus and says that a will, legal will, done taka through a solicitor without anything else, is valid in halacha simply because there's a din in the Gemara of mitzvah l'kayim divrei hameis. Mitzvah l'kayim divrei hameis means meis says something, there's a halacha, and Besdin can enforce it. Certainly in certain instances Besdin can enforce the din of mitzvah l'kayim divrei hameis. And it's not worse than having said the mufurish what he wants done with his nechosim. So even though the din of Yerusha say differently, but since there's a mitzvah l'kayim divrei hameis, one does it. Now, I'll say to you like this, it's not for me to argue or to say anything different to what Rav Padua did say, but the problem is that it's all very well when you can, one person can say, well, I hold that Necheshev HaEfod. Your problem is going to be that when it goes down to children, and for one of the children, or for some of the children, they are in favor of going along with the Cheshit Eved, and for the other ones, they're not in favor of going with the Cheshit Eved, what are you going to do about it? He'll want to go to one Beis Din, he'll go to a different Beis Din, this Beis Din will recognize the Teshuva, this Beis Din won't recognize the Teshuva, and in any case, in Cheshit Mishpat, there's always, always, an availability of a person to say, Kibli, I hold, which in this case will be either like the Cheshit Eved or not like the Cheshit Eved, so you're going down a path which is not advisable, because even if somebody himself would like to go along with this shitter, but it's not muchach in any way that's going to happen with his children. So mamela, it's something which I think is not really advisable to do. At least it's not foolproof. The other etzah is to make, and which many people do, to make a matona mechaim. Now, a matona mechaim means that a person has whatever assets he has, and he's able to make a kinyan, and it's got to be done, and I'm not going through the details of how it's got to be done, it's got to be done in a way that Itaka makes a kinyan, and he's makna, and he gives over these nechosin to whoever he wants to in his lifetime. And that kinyan definitely works, because as long as he's alive, he's in control. He can make conditions as well. He can make conditions that he can back out of it before he dies. He can make conditions that he can change his mind in any way. He can definitely make conditions about it as well. The problem is like this, that it's got to be chal. This kinyan has got to be chal as long, obviously, as he's alive. So a person is reluctant to give away his nechosim, even if he leaves himself a condition that he can back out of it, he's reluctant to put himself into this matzav, the matzav where he's given over all his nechosim mechaim. In any case, there are a number of flaws in this system as well, because it has to be, first of all, got to be tangible assets. You're not able to say, a chelik of my nechosim I'm makna to this person, a chelik of my nechosim or my estate I'm makna to this person. It doesn't work like that. If you are actually making a kinyan and giving something over, it's got to be something specific which you know what you're giving over. There are other problems as well. If it's actual money, cash, then you normally do this kinyan with the kinyan suda, which is the kinyan chalipin, and kinyan chalipin doesn't work with money, because ein mafeya nikneb a chalipin, you can't be makneb with chalipin. That would be another problem. There would be a number of problems, and maybe tell you a little story about it as well. One person met another one, and he told him, have you looked after your children already, made sure? How many children have you got? He says, well, I've got 12 children. So he says, well, why don't you make sure that there will be b'sholem and everything will be makna, all your nechosim now while you're still alive? He says, yo, v'zolichtin, what should I do if I give over my nechosim? What am I going to live up? He says, what's your problem? He says, you've got 12 children, you go 1 month to each one, this month to this one, this month to this one. You'll be very happy. It's fine, I listen to you, and he does it, and he meets him after a month, and says, oh, Gavaltik, thank you very much for the Eitzah. After 2 months, he meets him. Suddenly, 1 month, he sees him walking in the street, out the streets again, he doesn't got what to go for breakfast, for dinner, for supper. He asks him, what's happened now? He says, Mishtainish, I said, I gave over 12, and I made the condition, I'm going each month to each one, it's Adasheni now, what should I do? What should I do in Adasheni? I haven't made the condition of Adasheni, and I'm left in the street. It's a very good moshul, just to bring out the point, that if one is makna over one's nechosim, when one is... then he can land himself in problems as well. It's also very difficult to do that. Another difficulty here is people's matzav changes the whole time. So even if he's been makna something at one point, a few months later, the whole system may be different. He may be, even if he's left conditions, and to be makna a short achas of maybe sosa, very difficult with the Kenyan Suda, because Kenyan Suda is called Kenyore. It's complicated. Very, very complicated. Ramos, another time. What do you say? Yeah, it's a good idea. Pardon? I'm not sure. I'm telling you again, it's not going to help. It's not going to help, because as soon as there's going to be a problem, as soon as there's going to be a problem amongst Yorshim, Kimli, Ichvas, Vesa, Nishvira, Moshe, Fanshi, and all that, he'll find out which poskim disagree. They'll say, Kimli, it doesn't help. If there's any machloikas amongst the poskim, it doesn't help you to go along with one poskim, even if it's from Moshe Feinstein, because he'll say, I'll forget and finish, what can you do about it? Okay. So, the ma'aseh is, as I said, I'm not going to be able to give, I'll have to go to you, your Yiddish solicitor, your front solicitor, and be able to work out with him exactly what to do. But I just want to bring out here an idea which was put forward by the Mochon Lahayro some years ago. They brought out a pamphlet, they brought out the booklets with whole forms which to fill in. And the system goes like this. The system is something which is already in Shulchan Aruch. It's the concept of mentioned in Shulchan Aruch of a Shtach HaTzizocha. And the Shtach HaTzizocha existed, the Ramah, and probably before the Ramah as well, where the idea was that a person wants to give his daughter, not Yerusha Dafka, but a person wants to give his daughter money which she should be able to have, and he didn't want that the Yerushim, who were the male Yerushim, should stop the daughter from having whatever he wanted her to have. So what was the trick? The trick was like this. A person can be mechayev himself. Whichever kinyan, call it kinyan Odisa, call it whatever kinyan, even if it's just ksav yodai, a person can be mechayev himself and say, I owe so and so much money to so and so person. Now, this can be a massive amount, more than what his whole estate might be worth. He can say, I'm mechayev myself, and all my nechosim are meshubed, and he can make a kinyan for that. All my nechosim are meshubed, which means, if the money's not in the bank, for that amount of money, let it be 20 million, let it be 30 million, I don't know what figures to use here to really exaggerate it, but let's say 20 million, 30 million, be mechayev it, and say, the time of piron, of paying this, should be chal one rega for misosi. And if you do that, and all is nechosim amushubet, but then he makes the condition, and these conditions have to be done properly with all dine t'nai, exactly as they're supposed to be done, and he should say and write b'mufurish that this is only going to be a hishayus. That means I'm only being mechayev myself if my yorshim, who are my Yoshim Dine Torah, are not going to agree to what I've written in my will. It means I should have said first, you should write a will, regular legal will by a solicitor, and have another document saying that I'm Chayiv myself, so it should be a valid Hischayivus, Choladeus, a valid Hischayivus, so and so much money, which is going to be to the interest of everybody involved, to make sure that they do carry out exactly what he wants in the will. Because if they won't, then they're not going to get anything. Because this is chayvus, that he's going to be mechayv himself of this phenomenal amount of money, is going to override and cancel out everything that exists in his estate. Mamela be to everybody's interest to carry out everything that he does in the will. Not forgetting what I said before, they should leave over part of his nechosim to be mekayim the dine Yerusha in the Torah. Now this, there's obviously a lot of nitty gritty which needs to be taken into account as well, but be'etzem, this is the system which has l'chayra got no flaw in it whatsoever if it's done properly, and in that way one can ensure that one has done whatever one wants done with one's nechosim, and one hasn't been over any Dine Torah, and one can't have any machlokes between the Yoshim either, because in this way, it's to everybody's interest that everything should be carried out according to his will. And I give you all a brocha, in Yetz Hashem, everybody should have Arichas Yom Vashonim, and in Yetz Hashem, Avot became, despite saying everybody should have Arichas Yom Vashonim, make sure a voisai to take care of your affairs, as the Chofetz Chaim urges very, very strongly, and he says that whoever it is, don't rely that your children are going to be b'sholem, because they will in Eretz Yisrael be b'sholem if you make sure that everything is taken care of. But if you don't make sure that everything is taken care of, then chas v'sholem, it won't be like that. alle hoffen, einen guten Shabbos.